latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and the reports this morning suggest that the club want to sign Leicester defender Harry Maguire and will have to pay as much as £50 million for his services. Maguire has enjoyed an outstanding World Cup campaign for England this summer, and Leicester are now bracing themselves for bids from Premier League rivals. Club will sign want to reward Maguire with a bumper new deal in order to secure his long-term future, but now United are ready to test their resolve. Maguire only joined Leicester from Hull in a £17 million deal 12 months ago. United are willing to pay as much as three times that amount in order to get the 25-year-old. Jose Mourinho also wants to sign a new centre-back in Toby Alderweireld, and reports claim that Tottenham are open to selling the defender if they can meet their demands. Belgian international has been chased by United all summer. Their initial offer of £40 million was at the start of the summer, with chairman Daniel Levy wanting £55 million. But with Belgium out of the World Cup, although they still have cost to play the third and fourth playoff match, United are ready to step up and increase their bid. Suggestions claim that Alderweireld will want to join United, and if they can meet the £50 million and spend £100 million in total, of course, they may have a new look centre-half pairing. Finally then, and Manchester United could reportedly renew Matteo Diamond's contract, allowing Inter to take him on loan with the option to buy. The Nerazzurri looking to sign a right back this summer. David Zappacosta is another option. That is Diamond, though, and Gazzetta dello Sport reports that there's a clause in the Italian's contract which would help him. Inter will only do a deal based on a loan to buy, but given the defender's contract expires on June the 30th, that would appear to be impossible. But United may trigger a one-year extension to push through the chance for Inter to sign him. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.